Chapter 5. Working with Steve. Steve argued a lot with people, and he was sometimes difficult to work with. He often got angry and could be rude to people. But at other times, he was brilliant to work with. Steve felt strongly about Apple and its computers, and he wanted them to be the best. In 1980, some people were able to buy small parts of the Apple company. These parts are called shares. Because Apple sold lots of computers, these people quickly became very rich. Steve was also now very rich, and he was only 25 years old. In 1980, Apple launched the Apple III. And in 1983, they launched the Apple Lisa. These computers did not sell as well as the Apple II. But it was not a big problem for Apple because they sold so many Apple IIs. Why did they call the computer the Apple Lisa? In 1978, a woman had a baby girl at All Farm One. The woman was called Chrisanne Brennan. The baby was called Lisa, and Steve helped to choose the name. "Lisa is not my baby," said Steve later. But this was not true. Then Steve said, "Yes, Lisa is my daughter," and Lisa became Lisa Brennan Jobs. Things were often difficult between Steve and Lisa, and he was sorry for those early days. Working with Steve was not always easy. The Apple Lisa. The company grew bigger and bigger, and there were now more people for Steve to push and argue with. Because of this, Apple stopped him working on the Apple Lisa, and they gave him another product to work on. This computer was later called the Apple Macintosh. It was a cheaper computer, and it was very easy to use. Anyone could buy and use it. Steve chose some great people to work with him on the Apple Macintosh. He pushed them hard. "We will do things differently because we are pirates," they thought. Working for Steve was hard, but it was also exciting. Steve wanted the design of the Apple Macintosh to be beautiful, and he wanted it to work perfectly. The parts inside the computer had to be perfect too. He remembered the lessons from his father. Steve was good at talking, and people always listened to him. He loved showing people his ideas, and his product launches became famous. His first big launch was for the Macintosh computer. At the launch, Steve stood on stage and started to talk. The computer was inside a bag on a table on the other side of the stage. Everyone listened. Then Steve took the computer out of the bag and he started to use it. There were pictures of fonts, games, a picture of Steve, and lots of other things on the computer. "This is wonderful," thought the people at the launch. And then the computer spoke to them. "Hello, I'm Macintosh. It sure is great to get out of that bag." Everyone laughed. It was a brilliant launch. Steve and his Apple Macintosh pirates. After that, Apple's launches for its greatest products were always special. Lots of people loved Apple products because they were new bits of technology. But they also loved them because they were art. Their design was beautiful and they made people happy. People often waited all night outside Apple stores because they wanted to buy the newest Apple products. and they were happy to pay a lot of money for them. People waited for hours to buy a new Apple product.